Good evening. You're listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore 89.1 FM Public Radio. We're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10 with some of the finest in mainstream jazz. This is your co-host, Kit Lindquist. My co-host, Dr. Al Korns, is off on a well-deserved vacation, so I'm going to forge ahead on my own tonight and try to play you some interesting sounds. We'll be taking a break at the top of the hour for 5 minutes for the local and national news, and back for a second hour, so hope you'll stick around for both hours. Now, tonight we're going to highlight the recorded works of the jazz at the Philharmonic. The Philharmonic was a concert hall in Los Angeles where Norman Granz first gave his concerts. Now, in the early 1940s, Norman Granz started the Philharmonic. Not only was as a concert presenting, but also a concomitant series of albums which were recorded at the concerts. By the end of the 40s, Jazz at Philharmonic was the biggest factor in jazz in terms of concert performance. In fact, it was the only permanent touring concert presentation that traveled throughout the United States, Europe, and Japan on extended tours. It was, in short, the progenitor of all jazz concerts and jazz festivals that abounded around the world today. So we're gonna take stops at different places around the world where Jazz at the Philharmonic gave its concerts, and give you a sampling of some of their the recorded work at these live concerts. We're going to open up with the Jazz at the Philharmonic at the Hartford, Connecticut venue in 1953. And normally they opened up their tour at Carnegie Hall in New York City, but in this particular year, they decided to open up the tour, which went clear across the nation and then into Europe and Japan in Hartford, Connecticut. And we're going to do a thing by Duke Ellington called Cottontail, and I'm not going to set out the artists on this particular track because we're going to let the producer and owner of Jazz at the Philharmonic, Norman Granz, do that introduction.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, Jazz at the Philharmonic opens its 13th annual tour in Hartford. And I'll introduce the musicians in the jam session and the rhythm section on drums, Gene Krupa. On guitar, Herb Ellis. Piano, Oscar Peterson. And on bass, Ray Brown. We have a newcomer on the Jazz at the Philharmonic show this year on tenor saxophone, Ben Webster. On alto saxophone, Benny Carter. The other alto saxophone, Willie Smith. On tenor saxophone, Flip Phillips. On trombone, Bill Harris. On trumpet, Little Jazz, Roy Eldridge. The other trumpet, Loud Jazz, Charlie Shavers.
Thank you.
That was the Norman Granz Jazz at the Philharmonic live in concert at the Bushnell Memorial Auditorium in Hartford, Connecticut in May of 1953. Now, at the outset of that track, you heard the producer and owner of Jazz the Philharmonic, Norman Granz, introduce the personnel, but that was quite a ways back, so as to remind you as to who the soloists were on that track, I'm going to set them out at this time. It was Bill Harris on trombone, Charlie Shavers and Roy Eldridge on trumpets, Ben Webster and Flip Phillips on tenor saxophones, Benny Carter, Willie Smith on alto saxophones, Oscar Peterson on piano, Herb Ellis on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, and Gene Krupa on drums, all stars in their own right, all leaders in their own right. But, of course, they toured the world with the Norman Granz Jazz the Philharmonic for many years. Now, as they traversed their way around the world in 1953, they ended up in Tokyo, Japan, at a theater there in 1953. And this is the Oscar Peterson Trio. Now, Oscar played in the Jazz of Philharmonics for many, many years, and he was a great favorite of all the Jazz of Philharmonic fans. In addition, at that particular juncture in 53, he was noted for his rendition of Tenderly, so all the audiences really look forward to his rendition of Tenderly. And so this is the Oscar Peterson Trio with Ray Brown on bass, Herb Ellis on guitar, who you heard in the first track we played of Cottontail. And here's their rendition of Tenderly. Thank you. the Oscar Peterson Trio live at the Jazz at the Philharmonic concert in Tokyo in 1953, playing Tenderly, with accompanied by Ray Brown on bass and Herb Ellis on guitar. Now we're going to move to Seattle, Washington, 1956. And we've got the Up-Tempo Blues played by what Norman Granz called his swing set, with a septet comprising of Roy Eldridge on trumpet, Foot Phillips on sax, Illinois Jacquette on sax, Oscar Peterson is back on piano, Herb Ellis, of course, is back on guitar, Ray Brown is on bass. That was a rhythm section that traveled widely across the entire world with the Jazz Philharmonic for many years, and the old drummer from the Basie band, Joe Jones. And this is just a 12-bar blues. There's no composer credit on it. They're just going to start out and swing some 12-bar blues. It's called, for sake of giving it a title, it's called the Up-Tempo Blues.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
That was a Jazz at the Philharmonic, Norman Granz's production that traveled all around the world. From in Seattle, Washington, 1956. That was what he called his swing set. The ferocious trumpet solo there was by Roy Eldridge. Philip Phillips was on tenor sax. Illinois Jacquette was on tenor sax. A perennial favorite that was with the traveled with the Jazz Philharmonic troupe. Oscar Peterson on piano, Herb Ellis on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, Joe Jones on drums. Jazz at the Philharmonic, Seattle, Washington, 1956. Well, you've been listening to Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore 89.1 FM for better part of the last hour, and we hope you enjoyed the sounds. We're going to take a break for the news after this next long track, and the news is only about 5 minutes. We'll be back for the second hour, some more Jazz at the Philharmonic material. So please stick around. We're going to close it out with the Jazz at the Philharmonic All-Stars. Now they're located in Frankfurt, Germany, 1952. And the personnel on this particular track is included Flip Phillips and Lester Young on tenor sax, Roy Eldridge on trumpet, Hank Jones on piano, Ray Brown on bass, Max Roach on drums. This is an old standard from the swing era written by the trumpet man that worked the Jazz at the Philharmonic, Charlie Shavers. It's called Undecided. Thank you. Jazz and Philharmonic All-Stars on tour in Frankfurt, Germany in 1952. And that was the JATP All-Stars, including Roy Eldridge on trumpet, Lester Young and Flip Phillips on tenor sax, Hank Jones on piano, Ray Brown on bass, and Max Roach on drums. And I hope you enjoyed that little tour around the world with the Jazz at the Philharmonic and various venues. We included the Hartford, Connecticut, and Seattle, Washington, Frankfurt, Germany, and Japan. We did Tokyo. So we covered a little bit of territory. We're going to cover some more territory in the second hour with more Jazz at the Philharmonic concerts produced by Norman Granz from about 1944 to about 1978 or 79. So stick around for the second hour of the Feeling of Jazz after the news at the top of the hour.